Well, I've decided to risk it, to risk Carmageddon in Los Angeles and get in the car and drive across the city. I can see a helicopter buzzing overhead there, one of the news crews trying to assess what kind of chaos the closure of this big road is causing in the city. And I tell you what, so far, if this is Carmageddon, I wish it was like this every day of the week. I'm driving around Sunset Boulevard at the moment towards the Interstate 405, which is the road where 10 miles of which have been closed for the weekend, and it's an absolute pleasure. I haven't been stuck in a single traffic jam. I've never seen so few cars on the road, even I think at night. And I'm just getting to the 405 now, and there's a few people here on the bridge taking photographs, checking it out, but it's absolutely deserted. There's no one here at all. It's great. Don't tell anyone, but this is the perfect time to get around Los Angeles. There it is. The busiest stretch of road, they say, in the world. People are photographing it. Completely empty. Normally, 500,000 people would cross this road, they say. But today, absolutely nothing. I'm just going to turn round, stop, and try and work out where everyone's got to. Well, I've come out to a very twee little shopping area. I'm getting my bike out of the back of the car, but to be honest with you, I'm not sure I'm going to need it. I've seen quite a lot of policemen on bikes so far, and quite a lot of other people using them to get around, but driving on the roads is an absolute pleasure, so I think I'm going to leave this where it is and just see what people in this neighbourhood think about Carmageddon. Hello there, excuse me. I was hearing that the end of the world is nigh today, that Carmageddon is upon us, but it all seems rather nice.
Very good. It's wonderful.
There's no traffic.
I wish it was like this all the time.
Very nice. We just like to see it like this all the time. It's beautiful.
What are the chances of that happening?
It's not Never. Going to happen.
Never. Why do you think... Oh, I'm sorry. I think I'm scaring this gentleman's dog. Did you, sir, expect Carmageddon to be like this?
No, not this quiet. No, they did a good job planning everything.
So what are you doing for your day?
This is it.
Just paper...
Paper, coffee, walking the dogs.
Well, it was very easy again getting in the car and driving up to here, which is the bridge that's being demolished, or half of it's being demolished at the moment. There's quite a lot of people up here, all come up with bikes, just checking it out, I think.
I've taken this bridge for the last 30 years. I've probably taken it 1,000 times.
Well, you can't take it today, though, can you? Because they're demolishing it.
Exactly.
What do you think of all this Carmageddon nonsense?
It seems like nonsense, doesn't it? There's no traffic. It's lighter than I've ever seen it.
I guess it was scare tactics from the city to try and get people to stay indoors.
It seems like it worked.
I think everyone is well prepared, and it's not nearly as bad as everyone thought it was, in part because the city did a good job getting the word out.
It was scary, the anticipation, but it's turned out great. So we're very, very pleased to see it's working so well.
It's amazing what one word, Carmageddon, particularly said in the way it is on the American networks, Carmageddon, the way that has changed people's attitudes for one weekend only to leaving their cars at home and trying something different, going out on foot, going out on their bike, checking out some construction work. Hopefully they'll get it finished by the end of the weekend though, because there'll be an awful lot of fuss come Monday morning if people can't get back to their old habits and get back on their highway.